We're all gatekeepers of news today. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Allie Cologne, professor of media ethics in the Department of Journalism and Mass Communications at Washington and Lee University, examines regular people spreading fake news online.
News consumers today face a flood of fake news. Determining what's fact and what's fiction is getting harder. In the past, news organizations tried to determine what's true. Being trusted mattered. But technology has democratized the process of making or making up news. The gatekeeping role now falls to all of us. Journalists no longer decide what goes public. Information flows unchecked, filling websites, blogs, and tweets. It's not that fake news is new. Thomas Jefferson complained in 1807, "Nothing can now be believed which is seen in a newspaper." Even the political battle between Mark Antony and Octavian to succeed the murdered Julius Caesar engaged the use of fake news. Octavian used fake news to succeed Caesar. The old gatekeepers weren't infallible or consistently apolitical, but we're in the midst of an informational perfect storm. The speed and the amount makes outcomes unpredictably dangerous. Also, some people who use social media don't check what they publish, repost, or retweet. What are news consumers to do? Check out the source. Know the who or the what of the source. Check out the information. Use verification sites. Be aware of your biases. Be open to other points of views. No need to close the gate, but be sure you know what's flowing in. It matters.
That was Allie Cologne of Washington and Lee University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part.